Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. It is wonderful to be with you again. I love each one of you unequivocally, unconditionally, just the way you are. Many of you have come here to listen to a talk. You've come for the wrong reason. Many of you are used to words. You want to hear words. I don't know if words are going to change your life. But some of you have come here to listen to me sit in the phones. And this is the real reason to come here. Always remember, I do not give lectures or talks. This is satsang. Not a lecture hall or a church or philosophy. And satsang is usually nothing said. But here in the West, we want to hear talks. We want to hear a lot of words. We take notes, we make tapes, we write books. As if that's going to enlighten us. You always forget that you're already enlightened. You always forget this, don't you? You always tend to forget that you are self-realized already. That you are Brahman right now, this minute. Not when you think about it. When you think about it, you spoil it. If you think to yourself, I am Brahman, you spoil it. Because you're not living in the moment, in the second, when you are Brahman. For when you say, I am Brahman, the past and the future comes into it. In those three words. Even when you say, I am, the past and the future creeps in. Even when you say I, the past and the future creeps in. So you say nothing. Just be. Just be. Be what? Be nothing. If you just are, all is well. For that split second, all the life's existences come to you. You know that you are the output of life. Our mind becomes all of life. Nothing exists but you. You recognize this in the moment, in the minute, the second. Without thought, without words, without explanations. You must learn to live in the moment. Not in the past or the future. For in the moment all is well. In this moment there are no mistakes. Nothing is wrong. You're happy in this moment. If you say, no, I'm not happy, it's only because you're thinking of the past and the future. Think about that. That's the only reason you would say you're not happy. Anyone who's not happy is living in the past and the future. It's virtually impossible to be unhappy if you're living in the now, in the present moment. Feel this. Now is the appointed time. Now you are free. Now you are Krishna, Vishnu. All the deities. You are that now. Of course, you think about it, you say, no, I'm not. I can't be a god. I'm not a god. I'm a human being. Who tells you this? Your mind, of course. Your mind tells you it's impossible for you to achieve. It's difficult for you to become self-realized. That you're a mortal being going through experiences. Only because you think you feel this. Believe me, if you stop thinking for a moment, you'd be in bliss. The moment is always bliss. Not next week. Next year, yesterday. But in this moment. This moment has no memory bank. Remember anything. In the moment everything is wiped out. Everything, there's nothing. All the saints, all the sages, all the gods are all within yourself. In this moment. They're all you. The whole universe is you. Nothing is exempt. You are that every second, every moment. Therefore, what is there to worry about? What is there to fret over? What do you think about? Nothing. Feel the freedom of nothing. Nothing to attain. Nothing to become. Nothing to feel guilty about. Always remember that you are not a doer. The mistakes you made in the past have no hold on you unless you think about them and believe them. As human beings, everybody makes mistakes. As human beings, you have a lot to feel sorry for yourself about. As human beings, you worry about the future. What's going to happen tomorrow, next week? Will I have enough money? Will I have enough people in my life? Will I make enough friends? Will I get married? Will I get divorced? Always worrying about the future. But the self which you are is very fulfilled. You are very fulfilled right now. There's nothing else you need. There's nothing else you have to do, no place you have to go. Feel this. Feel it inside. Where do you have to go? What do you have to do? Nothing. When you know this, you go about your work, whatever you're doing. Whistling, happy, without a care in the world. You never think, I'll be happier here, I'll be happier there. If I go to New York, I'll feel happier. If I go to San Francisco, I'll meet better people. I have to go here to find the right teacher, or there to find the right book. to write teachers, to write books about experiences within yourself right now. You are that, you've always been that. No one can do anything for you. No one. Sometimes it appears they can. They really can't. For you are the very God that you've been worshipping all of your life. The very God that you've been praying to, crying to. You are that yourself. Never say to yourself, I am God. It's a mistake. Rather be as God. By being yourself. The self and God is synonymous. What we call God is the absolute reality. The pure awareness is what we call God. Think back all these years you've been praying to a deity, been worshipping a God. It's like going to kindergarten. Some of us never get promoted. We stay in kindergarten all of our lives. And we remain the same. Because we're afraid to step forward. We're afraid to become totally empty of all of our convictions, our dogmas, our preconceived ideas, our concepts. We're afraid to drop them, to let go of them. Something may happen. But you have to remember you live in a universe of love. The universal is pure love. Do you have bowels in your mind? See, you're hallucinating again. Do you have bowels? Hallucination. Just like it with your body or mind, it's an hallucination. You've never been a body nor a mind. It means you appear to be a body. You appear to be a mind. Who experiences this? So this has come. Find out. Do not be afraid to find out. Do not be afraid to investigate. Some people believe they find out too much, God will punish them. But where does God live? Who does the punishing? Who does God punish them? No one since for all, you're absolutely free from everything. You have no needs. No desires. No wants of any kind. No attachments. You are free. Feel free. How does it feel to feel free? Feeling free means the mind is not bombarded with its thoughts. It's no longer paying attention to the mind. The mind no longer has any control over you. This is being free. And the way to transcend the mind is by being still. Just being still, and the mind will go away. Right kind of sitting still. You're living in the moment. There's no mind to interfere. There's no past or future to worry about. You are free right now. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy it. Some of you are not able to enjoy your freedom. What are you thinking about? What is it possibly for you to think about? Drop your thoughts. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. You come here to sit in the silence, not to think. Thoughts are not your friend. They always lead you astray. When you have good thoughts or bad thoughts, it makes no difference. Some of you still believe you want to change bad thoughts for good thoughts, and it'll make you happy. It's impossible. It can never make you happy. Changing thoughts. For good thoughts and bad thoughts are two sides of the same coin. They both lead you astray. When you have no thoughts, then frenzy comes into the picture. Bliss. Those of you who are no longer thoughts in the fear are feeling a great peace, great bliss, joy and happiness. See, your real nature is bliss. So you have to feel blissful. But you allow your thoughts of ignorance to overtake you, to cover you. And then you think you're a person. And you try to exchange bad for good. Thinking it'll just make you happy, but it doesn't work that way. You don't forget there's a whole ball of wax. You have to empty yourself out of all thoughts, good thoughts, bad thoughts, any kind of thoughts. And be silent and quiet and peaceful. This will take care of everything for you. Nothing else you have to do. When you are free of all thoughts, you will realize that the whole universe is in yourself. Therefore, there's no one to help in this world. Because you are this world. Yet you will help people just without knowing it, by being yourself. So if you want to be of service to humanity, become the self. If you want to help others, become liberated. By your very presence, by your very nature, people will be helped. Until then, work on yourself continuously. Sit in the silence. There's not a lot of the world to get to you. I'm going to tell you the things that make you happy or unhappy. Have no opinions for or against. Any questions? Any comments? Any jokes? Anything?
Yeah, I have another question since nobody has one. What leaves a so-called human being first, fear or anger?
Since they're both an element, they're both a spirit at the same time. Anger comes because of fear. You're afraid something's going to happen, so you become angry. Therefore, the fear disappears, the anger disappears, the anger disappears, the fear will disappear. They're both false impressions to begin with. Therefore, when one goes, the other one goes too. So now it will be out of the Shravaka Gita. You should know by heart now.
It's in the
It's in the flick of the book. Let us break out in song now.